Christ is in our midst.
He is in our shopping.
A theologian once questioned a beggar, asking him, "If God willed to cast you into hell, would you still have faith in him?" "Would God cast me into the abyss?" the beggar responded. "Know this, I have two mighty hands with which I would grab God and not let go. One hand is humility, acquired by offering myself as a sacrifice to God. The other hand is love, free of pretense for God, that pours forth from my deepest heart unto all my neighbors through my good deeds. With these hands I would grab God, and no matter where he would send me, I would take him with me. Truly, it would be better to be with God in hell than in heaven without him." I think there's something very wise about learning to hold on to God. Today, there are very few things we actually do hold on to. Almost everything we use is disposable, and everything else is pretty cheaply made and easily replaceable. We no longer build cathedrals to last 1,000 years. Instead, we build our cities of depressing concrete buildings, we use them for a few years, and then we knock them down to build something else. In our own lives, we're often just as transient. Up until just a couple centuries ago, people would grow up cultivating the same piece of land as their great-great-great-grandparents. And now we grow up in one city, move to another to study, and end up somewhere different for work. And I'm an example of that. Our attention flits from one app to another, and we move from one obligation to another throughout the day. And perhaps before we found some stability in the Orthodox Church, some of us had the experience of also always jumping from one church to another. When we're distracted, the most important things and moments tend to slip right through our fingers. We know we need to hold on to God, but we're just not used to holding on to things for very long. In today's gospel reading, Christ teaches us a sobering lesson about that. In the parable of the sower, he describes all the different ways we might receive the word of God and then let it slip right through our fingers just like everything else. And he warns that there's exactly one way we might receive the word of God and keep it. In every other type of soil, the seed falls and is lost. Just one type of soil is good and allows it to take root. Our Lord finishes his explanation of the parable describing the good soil like this. "And as for that in the good soil, they are these who, hearing the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart and bring forth fruit with patience." There's a lot there, but I want to focus on that last part. He says, "Hold it fast in an honest and good heart and bring forth fruit with patience." Finding the word of God, receiving the word of God is one thing, but keeping it and bearing fruit with patience is another. When Christ tells his parable to his followers, it's right after they've seen him do some amazing things, healing the sick, raising the dead, casting out demons. And that's on purpose because he knows that it's one thing for them to be fired up in the moment and another to keep their faith and fervor when things settle back down. We often see in our own lives how things start out easy but then take patience to bear good fruit. Studying, reading scripture, building a relationship, raising a child, living a holy life. All of these may start out exciting, like the romance when you first meet your future husband or wife, but eventually daily life gets monotonous and mundane and we argue, or we have yet another sleepless night with the baby, or we pray and pray and pray and feel like we still aren't making any progress. In these moments, we're tempted to be like the first three types of soil, to get distracted or tempted and simply give up. But these moments are also our opportunities to cultivate good soil. I know that in a world of immediate gratification, we're used to anything but patiently cultivating good soil and waiting for the seed to grow. If we hang in there, though, over time, we'll notice a transformation taking place. The seed planted in our heart becomes a part of us. We become rooted. We don't sway with each passing distraction or temptation. As the word of God grows in our hearts, not as a passing interest, but with deep, deep roots, we become more and more Christ-like and more the kind of people we were created to be. We gain the spirit of peace that St. Seraphim of Sarov described would cause thousands around us to be saved. And whether day by day we're up or we're down, we're having a great day or we're having a bad day, in the midst of all the tumult of the world, we can be at peace and on the most firm foundation, and our peace and love can pour out to sustain everyone around us too. Father Stephen Freeman described that in all of our reading scripture, singing hymns, worshiping in the divine liturgy so often every week, what we're doing is writing holy words on our hearts so that when our hearts break, the words fall in. A few years ago, I had the blessing of visiting a former metropolitan at his nursing home shortly before he passed. It was Holy Week, and when we arrived, he was eating and mostly unresponsive. The priest I was with gently talked to him and reminded him who we were, but nothing. Then the priest started to chant the first couple words of one of the most beautiful hymns of Holy Week. Behold, the bridegroom comes in the middle of the night. At this point, his eyes suddenly lit up, and he lifted his head and really saw us for the first time. And then he started chanting, continuing, "Blessed is the servant whom he shall find watching," and the whole rest of the hymn. And he chanted it in the long, beautiful, melismatic Byzantine setting that is much too difficult for me to memorize. In all his years of patient love and prayer, he had cultivated good soil and written these holy words on his heart. Even when much else had faded away, these words remained. Whenever we pray in our homes, we too are cultivating the good soil. Whenever we come to church together, we are cultivating the good soil. Whenever we deepen our relationships as a church family, whenever we greet one another at the door, whenever we hold each other's babies, whenever we serve one another in coffee hour, we too are cultivating the good soil, even in all of these small and simple moments. And when we receive the Holy Eucharist together, we receive that seed of the Word of God in the good soil of our hearts and let it take root. No matter what happens around us or to us, we'll be able to stand firm, hold on to Christ, the Word of God, keep Him in our hearts, and bear the fruits of His peace and love in the world. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.